It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
And this is the Hayden Russo Show. I want to thank all of the listeners. The show would not be as a success without you. And we are very appreciative. And we hope that this show is helping to inspire you to change your directions and to change your ways in some shape, form, or fashion. In essence, making your life better. What is going on in your mind? What are you allowing to just constantly run in your mind that could possibly be a detriment to you? What do you mean, Hayden? What kind of thoughts are you allowing to perpetuate and run into your mind and cause fights within you? The key element into understanding the stories that you allow to go on into your life. Sometimes these stories can have devastating impact. They can make you sick, cause you to worry. And for those of you know that worrying kills neurons. So you have to be very careful when you're allowing stories to just run into your mind, causing you to have arguments within yourself. That continues to perpetuate a devastating habit. And I hope that by the end of the show that we help you to change the stories that run in your mind that could, you know, that's causing these negative effects and begin to move your life in a different direction. And, you know, and not just the stories, you also have to monitor the negative things that goes on into your mind, because you have to remember there's roughly about 50 to 60,000 thoughts that run into your mind, and 80 to 90% of them are negative. Hayden, we don't know. What are you talking about? About stories running into our minds. I have control over my mind. I don't need you telling me how to control my mind. No, I'm not trying to tell you how to control your mind. I'm trying to help you to understand the process of how the mind functions. Because it's really small, and you know, life is very, very, very simple. We choose to complicate it. Okay? One of the first things that we have to understand is that we have an inner world and an outer world. Okay? So now, the outer world is the materialistic, the outside circumstances, or cause and effect, if you would like to say that, of some of the outside forces. Some of the inside forces is what we allow to run into our mind, our fear, our confidence, our emotions. You ever went to a party and say, hey, did you bring your fear with you? Hey, where's your confidence at? Did you bring confidence in tonight? Okay. Fear, confidence, emotion are not outer. They're inner. That's in your inner world. Okay? So when you're allowing stories to just continue to perpetuate into your mind and to fester and to have you to think that, oh my God, my boss is going to fire me. I haven't been doing what I need to do. Oh, I may lose my husband because I haven't been the woman that I should be. I may lose my son because I'm spending more time with the fellows than I'm spending with my son or daughter. Those are the things that go on in the inner you. The outside forces are, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses and the Bentleys and the large vehicles and the big house and the beautiful wife and the kids that are obedient and don't do the other things that 90% of the other kids do. You know, those are the outside forces, money, the news, what goes on the news, the politics. Those are outside forces. You can't find them within. You can't find happiness on the outside. You can only find happiness from the inside. Why? Because you have greatness within you. And you need to write that down. And you need to say that every morning, that you have greatness within you. Because the will is the decision maker throughout the whole process. Life is extremely simple. The decision you make is either productive or self-destructive. What do you mean, Hayden? If the decision you make is either going to advance your life or it's going to take you backwards, which is self-destructive. And if you continue to make self-destructive decisions, then you'll get self-destructive results. Now, on the other token, I'm not saying that if you're just being a happy person that all of a sudden miracles is going to begin to happen for you, and that you're gonna totally forget about your struggles and the hard work and everything else that you're supposed to do to keep you focused on moving towards your goal. If that's the person that you allow yourself to be, then you will not find the greatness within you. But if you're the hard worker, if you're the one that's putting in the extra effort, if you're the one that's building self-discipline, being on time and constantly raising the bar for yourself, being the police for yourself, when you begin to monitor yourself and begin to say, ooh, Hayden, or ooh, Lisa, or ooh, Bob, no, this is not the way that we can conduct yourself. You have to find a different way to communicate with yourself or communicate with others, or and being able to you articulate yourself so that it creates a win-win situation when you're engaging in the conversation. Trying to find the greatness within you is monitoring your mind and monitoring the things that you allow into your mind. That's part of the policing yourself process, through understanding that faith comes through hearing and hearing. So the things that you hear, you monitor those things, and you don't allow yourself to continue to hear things that's going to drive you out of control. You hear things that's going to be beneficial to you, that soothes your mind, that take you into a peaceful place in your life. And through controlling your negative thoughts by being positive, through daily rituals, will help sustain the balance that you need in your life. Your life cannot be balanced if your brain is not balanced. And some of the techniques that we speak of that helps the brain to become balanced would help you make better decisions, so that if you're making better decisions, you're not making self-destructive decisions, is through controlling your breathing. Through monitoring the things that you listen to. Through controlling the things that you watch. Would help to stimulate and balance the mind. And when you begin to get a balanced mind with a strong will, then there's nothing that you can't accomplish, because now your concentration begins to focus on your goal and your mission, whatever that may be at the time. And when you begin to take the baby steps to move and inch you closer towards your dreams, you begin feeling more positive as you begin seeing small success that would continue to build on itself, and thereby helping you to propel or get you in the position to where you can begin to give your situation massive action and massive practice and massive understanding and massive learning. Because part of changing your life, once you identify your purpose and what it is that you want to do, is trying to find a way to concentrate your focus solely on that one thing until it is accomplished. That is going to require a lot of discipline, a lot of willpower. That's going to have you police yourself at a higher level, because now you have raised the bar so high for yourself. And as you begin changing yourself, and as you begin cultivating your mind through planting positive seeds with your ideas that are only sent to you, to begin to help expose those ideas to your mind, so that your mind can begin to cultivate and to expand those ideas for you. But to understand that, and to understand the process of how it works, you have to begin to changing you first. Through studying and reading, and through studying other individuals, because success always leaves clues. Let me give you an analogy of the, you know, the first part of what we've been engaging in this conversation. A train runs on steam. And you have the rails that connect to one another. But everything is being driven through steam that is being concentrated into one force. And that force is propelling it and moving it in a forwardly direction. Now, what would happen if you open up all the valves of that steam engine and allow the steam now that was only focused on going through one opening, now it's going through 20 openings. The train will lose its power. The train will lose the forward momentum that it had, and it will slow down to the point that it would become still. And it would get stuck. And I'm not no expert at what it would take to get that train back moving again, but I would assume that if you was to close all of the valves and allow the train to move forward in a fully, totally focused, driven steam that is going to push through one valve that has one focus, then that would help begin to move the needle and move the train back into a forward direction. So we have to be careful what we allow to run in our minds, because a lot of times it's very toxic when we allow he said, she said to begin to run into our mind. For example, if we say that we're only a $50,000 a year type of guy, then, you know, on average, you're basically a $1,000 a week guy. So then in your mind, you're allowing that story to say, in, to run in your mind, that I'm only allowed to make $50,000 a day. And if your mind comes up with an idea that says, well, hey, why not make $100,000 a year? Then you'll begin to talk to yourself. And that's what I mean by struggling and fighting with yourself, because now here it is. Your mind is giving you something that is valuable and worthy, but then the negative side of you don't believe that it's true. So you have to always remember that you have to say that it's possible, that it can happen to me. It's possible that I can live my dreams. I can live out my goals and my destiny. It's possible for me to accomplish all the things that I wanted to accomplish in this life. It's possible that I can give back beyond my wildest imagination, and I can spend the first half of the years of my life earning my living. Then I can spend the latter half of years of my life giving my earnings away. But then you also have to remember that it's necessary that you know that it's you. It's you that can accomplish those goals and the dreams. It's you that can be the one that's successful. It's you that these good things that can continue to happen on a daily basis. It's you that can continue to be lucky. It's you that can continue to win and have that winning attitude. It's you that can overcome the struggles and the all of the hurdles that would find you. It's you. Then you have to say, you know what? I have the will to do it. I have the will to do it. And when you start controlling and you start identifying and policing yourself on this type of level, and then you start backing it with will, and now that you had the focus and you're backing it with will, then your steam is your effort. Those three ingredients there are more powerful than money. Because when you have those three ingredients, then you will understand that information is the new currency. It's not money. It's not greenbacks. It's not the euro. It's information. And when you have the effort that's going to run and that's going to back you in any situation that you encounter or find yourself in, then you'll find yourself winning. You'll find yourself able to continue to fight through the struggles when others quit. You'll find a way to continue to fall forward. And when you're falling forward, it will begin to empower you when you start seeing the small success that you're accomplishing. And remember now, when you see and you start growing and you start getting small success, you have to reward yourself. Because the mind, and you can write this down, is the greatest trickster. Your mind is the greatest trickster that has ever been created. Your mind. Why do you say that, Haydn? All of the stories that you have, that has been running in your mind, all of the fears that have circulated in your mind through all these struggles. What if I get fired? What if I don't? What if my girlfriend leave me? What if she don't? What if I get the car loan? What if I don't? What if I get the mortgage? What if I don't? All these different stories that you allow to run and run in your mind just constantly on a daily basis. 90% of them do not come true. It's a lack of knowledge. It's a lack of going and finding out and seeking the information. I remember once upon a time I used to go around and I used to tell people that I'm terrible with names. Number one, when I was doing that, I was reaffirming to my automatic self that I was terrible at remembering names. However, when I began to learn and begin studying on people that overcame the obstacle of understanding how to remember an individual name, is when I learned that it within the when you meet an individual and they tell you their name, if you look at this individual and you spell their name while you're looking at them, when they first tell you their name, you will be able to retain that individual name 80% of the time. Now that's knowledge. That's understanding. I took a seminar. I was at a 3-day seminar this weekend, a Les Brown seminar, and the Hayden Russo now is officially a partner with Les Brown Institute. And the one thing that I learned was that this simple technique works. I can tell you to the right of me, Kia was sitting next to me. Keith was sitting next to her. Felicia was sitting next to him. Jermaine was sitting next to Felicia. Shalonda was sitting next to Jermaine and all of these individuals, I have no issues remembering their names from that simple little technique. So we have to understand that we are creatures or human beings that have energy vibration, and our energy vibration is no different than any other energy vibration. The great Albert Einstein told us that 2mc², and he gave us the formula. And for every, you know, if an owl eats a rat, then although we lost the rat, the owl will live. We're energy vibration individuals. We have energy signatures within us. And we only have two sides. We only have the right or wrong. That's just the law of nature. If you throw something up, it's going to go down. That's just the law of nature. The brain only knows negative and positive. It only knows how to cultivate positive thoughts or negative thoughts. So controlling that power is crucial, is paramount to your success. What do you mean, Hayden? Let me use an analogy of a gun. If we have a gun and the gun fires off when we don't intend for the gun to fire off, then there's a possibility that we may be able to injure ourselves or others. But let's say we take that same gun now and we point it at our target and we focus in where we want it to hit and we pull the trigger. Now that's total focus. That's a singleness, a single of purpose that we have. We're totally focused on one thing. And we're focused on what it is that we want from the inside of us, the internal side of us. We're not focused on the outside forces. A lot of times in life, we find ourselves trying to live and do things to react to the outside forces. When it's the inside forces and it's the inside world, if we need to dictate from out, from inside to out, not from outside in. Because see, when you pick up something from the outer world and you take it into the inner world, then the inner world has to match the outer world. But then when you take what's something that you want from the inner world to the outer world, then the universe has no way but to give you what you want, because that's the seed that you planted. So if it's an athlete that wants to be a football or a baseball player, and now all of a sudden from the age of 5, that's all they're thinking about is football, 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 baseball, 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 baseball. And you keep planting these seeds and you keep watering them and nurturing them and you keep monitoring them and you pulling out the weeds when they get too close, and you're doing all of the things necessary to make, to keep you moving on a daily basis towards those goals and your dreams. Then I'm telling you, the universe, its law, it's very simple. It has no way not to give it to you. It's impossible, because you planted the seed and you're nurturing the seed and you're doing everything that is necessary and you're putting the will and the effort behind it. It must come true. So I want you to write this down. I would have the will to do it. Now, and now that you're understanding that you have an energy signature, okay, and that this energy signature is helping you, okay, to attract the right people into your life. A lot of times when you have a big goal and a big dream, you don't know how you're going to accomplish it. But what you do is you begin to take baby steps, okay? And you start taking baby steps towards your greatness. You start taking baby steps towards making that dream become a reality. You start doing the things that are necessary to make your dream come true. Okay? And when you start understanding and monitoring the stories that run within your brain, and you start controlling your emotions and not allowing your excitement to get the best of you. Your excitement, unless you're having fun, should not be part of your life. It should be a constant steadiness of purpose. It's keeping the brain steady to allow it to optimize your decision making. And then another part is to understand that no matter what life sends you, it's part of the character building moment. When you find yourself in those tough struggles and things don't seem to be going your way, your dreams are possible. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I have the right stuff. Because I am unstoppable. And I will not stop going after my goal, going after my dream. I will not stop when adversity finds me. I will not stop when all of the hurdles that I thought that I had overcame comes back and face me again. I will learn to overcome all of these things. Because, and write this down for me, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how bad it's going for you, I'm going to make it. No one can stop you. And when you're planting seeds like that on a constant basis, that's you're beginning to build a strong mindset that can endure the battles of life. A strong mindset that will help you to begin to understand that the negative thoughts that come into your life, there's solutions out there for them. Because until you can control the negative thoughts that are running in your mind, it will hurt your imagination and you won't be able to have those larger goals and those dreams that will have the changing impact on your life. What do you mean by that, Hayden? Well, statistics have shown that there's multiple ways on how to deal with negative, but the first and one thing that you can do that will give you a 70% chance of dealing with anything negative that comes into your life is to understand the law of negativism. Negativism. What do you mean, Hayden? Okay. In order for the negative thought that is in your mind to extract any power from you, you have to give in to the negative thought and give it power by your action. So if you allow a negative thought, let's say you're driving and this individual that doesn't know you happened to cross you and almost cause you to flip your vehicle over, and you, after gathering yourself, and this guy or lady that didn't see you, you was in their blind spot and they're long gone down the road, but now you're allowing your mind to say, I wish I can catch up with that person. Oh, buddy, I would love to give her a piece of my mind for cutting me off like that. When you start allowing those kind of thoughts and energy to run into your mind, you're being robbed. You're being robbed of imagination. You're being robbed of dreams, because that's a direct attack. And I'm going to tell you, anything that you're planning that has a volatility of emotions into it, you can expect the equal volatility of emotions to come right back at you. So you begin to learn how to do different mindset shifting ideas to help you change your mindset and to build you into a stronger person. So when negative thoughts come to you, the first thing that I would do, okay, is write them down and put them in quotation and say, ooh, I have this negative thought that I'm going to lose my job because there's a promotion coming up. John is retiring and they may bring someone else into John's position and no longer need my position. And as you're allowing those type of thoughts to continue to run into your head, the other employee is saying, oh, John is leaving. What a wonderful opportunity for me to study and to work on my craft in case the company chooses me to be the new leader. I want to be prepared if they call me for an interview. Both of you knew John was retiring in a year. One of you took action. The other one let fear and the stories enter their head and begin to create negative thoughts and emotions that allowed them to get into a meditation type state. Because anytime that you get upset with yourself and you start allowing your negative thoughts to take control over you, okay, you're feeding those negative things. So you're going to get negative results. So be prepared for that type of action, because you don't want to continue to have those type of decision making and giving action to negative. Because if you write it down and you give no action to being negative, you don't respond to it. So in this same particular incident, if you happen to catch up to the vehicle that did cut you off, right? And you say hello to that person and have a nice day, just a warm gesture and wave, right? Now you're fighting back against the mind, because see, you didn't react the way that your mind wanted you to react. And when you begin building those type of disciplines will continue to build on themselves. The character, you will begin to build character in yourself, and you'll begin winning. And when you start winning and having that winning feeling and winning attitude, it's just the passion within you just brightens. And you're allowed to dream. Okay? And you know, a lot of times, you know, at this same seminar that I was in this weekend, there was a young lady there that was in a wheelchair. Yes, she wants to be a motivational speaker, and she wanted to be trained by Les Brown so that she can go out and make a difference, because it's the stories that's in your head that is going to affect you whether you're going to be successful or not. And if you have people like myself, whether they're in a wheelchair, whether they have no arms and legs, that are willing to go out and to share their voice and to help other people, that's what we want to do in life. We want to be a difference maker. Okay? But in the process, when you're learning and to improve yourself through your self-disciplines and changing your philosophy towards life and finding ways to increase your knowledge, and with when you knowing that information is the new currency, and when you begin changing yourself and changing your mindset, changing your personality, sending out positive energy, having the passion and smile that it takes, having that conviction that I'm going to make it, I'm going to continue to fight, I'm going to continue to press towards, I'm going to continue to move forward. And when you're backing all of that with just pure energy through effort, and not worrying and being concerned with anyone else validating you or the things that you're doing, whether they're calling you stupid or whether they're thinking that you're going after a dream that's untainable. Remember what happened to Einstein. If you want to become and make a difference in this life, then you have to become a better person first. And that's the reason that you take seminars and take classes. And what I'm beginning to do now for myself, I want to become the number one motivational speaker in the world. And by me saying that is one thing. I'm sending out my energy signature that I want to be the number one. But then that's great. And I'm planting the positive seed. That's awesome. But then my action must follow that. And then my courage and my will help me to fight through all of my struggles and help me to continue to be strong when I continue to fall down on my face, when I continue not finding the answer that I need to be able to take the next step forward, and my plan takes me a little bit longer than I thought, that I'll have the will and the courage to continue to move forward. But no matter what, I'll continue giving my 120% effort, because no one can judge my effort, because my effort is not part of the outer world, it's part of the inner world. And through my effort and my conviction, there's nothing that can stand in my way. Okay? So learn to listen more. As part of the transformation, mindset and getting to be a strong-minded person. When you're engaging in conversations with people, learn to listen more and give them your undivided attention. You know, I'm always telling you guys that it's paramount that we stretch ourselves. We look for new ideas. We look for different ways to provide better service. To be a better friend, to be a better co-worker, to be a better husband, a better father. But none of that can happen without you beginning to change who you are, beginning to change the things that you do, begin raising your standards, begin changing your philosophy, begin going after your ideas, not needing anyone else's opinion or validation. The dreams that were sent to you were sent to you. And understand when the hard times come, and oh, the hard times will come, that you will continue to struggle and fight, because the fight is not over until you win. And if you're planting a seed that you're going to be a nurse, that you're going to be a doctor, that you're going to be a policeman, that you're going to be a banker, that you're going to be a teacher, that you're going to be a professor, and you continue to just plant those seeds daily and going after day in and day out, there's no way that the universe will not pay you and give you what you want, because it's the law of nature. So having good stories that are running in your mind with positive thoughts, and then breaking down the things, your big goal, into small manageable pieces, and then start taking unreasonable steps on a daily basis. I don't care if you get in at 10 o'clock at night. If you continue to put 20, 30, 40 minutes of your time each and every day in the beginning, day in and day out, it's no different than if you hit a tree that has a 20 inch trunk, but you keep hitting the tree with the axe in the same spot 5 times every single day. The concentration of the cut at some point in time would cause that tree to come down. So it's not over until you win. Okay? It's definitely not over until you win. So we just want to just work on the stories that are going in our head and having a transformational mastermind mindset. We have to continue to work on ourselves, reading and listening to audiobooks, or going on YouTube and reading different books that's going to continue to help us to be a better person. So it's one thing to say what it is that you want, but then it's another thing to say, I'm going to give it every single effort that I have. And then you have to understand that you can't win alone, because you need someone to help you sometimes to see what your outer world look like. Sometimes you may think that people know that you what's going on in your inner world. The only time we know most of the time what's going on in your inner world is if you're mad and you're upset, or you're just extremely happy. But we don't know what's going on in between. We can't do it alone. You need someone that sometimes to know how to communicate with you, and to give you the different ideas and thoughts, or help you tweak things to make you better. So sometimes when you find yourself going through different struggles, And you want to think that the world is picking on you, I say, don't go back to planting negative seeds. When life finds you and sends you the things that you think life is picking on you with, thank life for sending you those ideas and those thoughts and those opportunities to make you a better person. Thank life and be happy while you're dealing with the adversity, so that you can begin to fight this trickster. And what I mean by trickster is your mind. Your mind, with these 60,000 thoughts a day, with 90% of them aren't going to come true. You have to begin fighting back. And now that we've learned that the only way that you can allow any negative idea or any negative thought to come through your mind to have power is if you give it the power to bring it to life. So if you ignore or if you write down your negative thoughts, then those are two of the things that you can do to begin to help cultivate your mind on how to fight back. One of the other ways that you can fight back when negative thoughts come to your mind is to exaggerate the negative thought to the point where it's laughable. Oh man, I'm going to get fired. You know what? Not only am I going to get fired today, I'm going to get fired walking through the door and the dogs are going to fire me and the birds are going to pick me up and they're going to go and write letters and bring them back to me that I was fired, and the letters were communicated from one place to another. Just exaggerate whatever you're fearing, whatever you're feeling sad about, and fight back the mind. Don't let your mind take control of the situation, have you thinking all type of thoughts, have you wasting your energy. Don't waste your energy. Learn to take deep breaths and hold them. And when you find yourself getting out of control, learn to take a deep breath and stand still and let your mind go to work for you. And part of changing our mindset and understanding that there's greatness within us is understand that we have to give our life everything that we have. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd love for you to write this down. Live full, die empty. What do you mean, Hayden? Well, when you're full, you're happy. Okay? And we're saying that when you experience this happiness, whether you're experiencing this happiness and you create the abundance of wealth for you within your first 50 years of your life, spend the other 50 years giving it away. So when you learn your craft and your ideas and you find a way to begin to live your life, living out your passion, find a way to leave successors so that when you leave here, your dream will continue to live on. And through having positive experiences, then you'll begin to have positive stories that you can begin to have running around in your mind. And then now, when you start making this transformational mastermind mindset, you start changing that. Then when you start cultivating these new thoughts, these new ideas, your life will begin to change and will begin to take you to places that you never thought was humanly possible, because everything in this life is possible. And the laws of this universe and the laws of the mind have no way of not giving you what you want as long as you stay in focus and discipline, backing up your dream and your goals and your ideas with your will and with your courage. And then just having just a ton amount of energy that's pushing it. The universe has to bend and get out of your way. And if you experience a tremendous amount of success and you don't leave successors, then the question I ask you is, did we fail? Did we fail this human? Did we fail planet Earth? The laws of this universe has to obey to you. It's no different than, you know, why do we have 365 days in a year? It's because it takes the sun to rotate around Earth 365 days. It's no different than want to know why we have this gravitational pull where the waves come in and out. That's because the moon is trying to pull the sun, which is trying to pull back away from the moon, and you create waves doing that. And then I've given you solid information on how to remember people's names through face recognition and spelling their names. Then I begin to show you how to deal with negative thoughts by either writing them down and speaking on them and making sure that you don't give them any energy. Because as soon as you give any negative thought energy, then you lose, because now it's going to create another negative thought to fight the first negative thought. Then we also gave you a solution to exaggerate the negative thought. But understand that in order for you to become a new person, in order for you to become the person that you want to be, in order for you to attract the luck and the people that will help move your dreams and your goals closer to you, you have to become a better person. And part of becoming a better person is understand that practice makes you improve. When you're learning to practice reading different things, listening to different things, when you start being honest with yourself and being your own police of yourself and having friends that can help you to understand what's been going on the outer world. When you're able to ask yourself questions as like, where have you been? Where are you now in your life? Where are you going in the future? When you can begin speaking to yourself in these terms and you can begin being honest with yourself, because one thing that your mind can tell you is all of the things that you can't do, all of your dark secrets that you think sometime have been washed up underneath the rug. Your mind brings them right back to you and say, here. So until you start changing the person who you are and cultivating your mind and changing the person that you become and allowing the universe to bend towards you, you have to learn to listen and learn to listen more to people. And when life sends you character building moments, be happy that these moments came to you. Be happy that these decisions that you're making, the tough ones, are going to be beneficial for you down the road. Be happy when someone comes and give you some positive advice that will help make your life better. Be happy when someone comes to you and tell you that your outer world isn't looking good right now. Your outer world is not matching the inner world right now. The person that you're telling me that you feel from within is not matching the person on the outside. Be happy when you have that individual that's telling you that it is time for you to change. It's time for you to change your habits. It's time for you to change your ideas and your philosophy. It's time for you to change the individuals that you're hanging around. It's time for you to start reading more books and having more ideas. It's time for you to start surrounding yourself with positive people. It's time for you to learn how to deal with negative things through studying and hearing and listening to positive and reinforcing things that will help change you and change your life. Helping you to make a better decision and controlling your life through the things that you want from your inner world, that you bring into your outer world, and not allowing your outer world to control anything on the inside. You are the one that controls your destiny. You have an omnipresence within you that you can do anything that you put your mind to. The universe cannot stop you. It is the law. It's very simple. It is the law of nature. It has to give you whatever you keep your mind on over and again. Anything that you constantly keep your mind on and that you go after it for it and you sweat for it and you lose all your opposition for it. You lose all your terror for it. You lose sleep and peace for it. And you just don't care what people say about it. When you have that type of focus and determination, and then when you back it up with your will and understand that life is very simple. Either you're moving forward or you're moving backward. Either you're making decisions that are going to propel your life, or you're making decisions that are self-destructive and they're going to hurt your life. And either or, you're going to pay the consequences, because the universe has to make a decision. Cause and effect. There's no way for you to escape pain. There's no way for you to escape failure. There's no way for you to escape self-confidence. You cannot bring self-confidence, anger, smiley face that you want, that come from the inside and tells your mind to bring a smile. You can't, even the sound, you can't change sound. Sound, 750 miles an hour. That sound came at you 750 miles an hour. That is the universe. If you were underwater, that sound would be 3,000 miles an hour. It's just the law of nature. The molecular structure of air and the molecular structure of water is help propel the sound. One helps it at 750 miles an hour. The other one helps it at 3,000 miles an hour. So I tell you this. We have to be strong. We have to have the faith. And we have all of the things necessary to deal with the negative things that we find on a constant basis in our lives. To deal with all of the circumstances that life would throw at you. You have to continue to be strong and say, it's not over until I win. I will continue to fight. I will continue to struggle. I will continue to fall forward. I continue to do everything that I have. Why? Because I will have the will to do it. And when you have the will to do it and know that it's not over, and know that you will never give up, and know that no matter how bad it gets, no matter how bad it gets, no matter what you're going through, I'm going to make it. And when you have that and you understand that I will, I must succeed, and it's my duty, and it's to happen to me. It's not to happen to anyone else. It's to happen to me. And when you believe and you have the faith for it, and you have all your energy and all of your drive moving towards it, this universe and God will give you every one of your dreams, as long as you focus in on them one at a time. I hope that this show was very inspirational and motivational and educational to you at the same time. This is the Haydn Russo Show. We'll see you next week from 5 to 6. Thank you.